The South African Communist Party earlier today is said to have treaded carefully on the subject of challenging for state power and contesting elections as a stand-alone party. This comes after former First Deputy Secretary General Jeremy Cronin bravely and politely brushed off ambitions of some of the party's members for it to contest elections, saying that a breakaway from the tripartite alliance would reverse the gains of the workers and further damage the tripartite alliance. Clement Manyatela of Eyewitness News has been following the story. Good afternoon to you, Clement. I mean, let's be honest here. There was never going to be a decision taken by the SACP to break away from the alliance, let alone be a standalone political party.
Yeah, there are a lot of complications. One of them is that one will question how many members does the SACP have, and is it strong enough in terms of its members, in terms of its capacity to even contest elections and stand alone. But they've been speaking about this for a very long time, Koketso, for years now, and I think the dynamics have changed. And I think that's why some people were hoping and were expecting that the SACP would finally come out of this Congress with a clear decision to leave the alliance and contest elections, because of the unhappiness that they've had with the ANC, particularly under President Jacob Zuma. But what we can safely say from now, having observed the discussions and the reports that have been given throughout this Congress, is that it seems unlikely that this Congress will take that decision to contest the elections in 2019. But they have now decided to have a special Congress next year, immediately after the ANC's elective conference in December later this year. So it seems they want to wait and see what happens at that elective conference. And if somebody that they don't support is elected, then it seems they will now take that decisive decision to leave the alliance and go to the elections and possibly even consider going into coalition.
Yeah, it still sounds like they are living based on ANC moves instead of them doing what they need to do. Because also, besides this particular issue, Clement, earlier on in the week, if not yesterday, I think it was actually, joking about breaking news of Bladen Zimande being re-elected as SG of the SACP. Besides Jeremy Cronin stepping away, there wasn't any extensive change to the leadership of the SACP, which some have said that if we don't have, for example, Solima Paila stepping up, it's an indication of the SACP's unwillingness to evolve.
Yeah, but they're looking at it this way. And I mean, we spoke to them on Monday before the conference started on Tuesday, and they did tell us that we must expect the leadership not to change. They did give their own reasons on why they think it's a good idea that most of the leaders, except Jeremy Cronin, because he was quite adamant that he really needs to step down. They're looking at the fluidity of the political space right now, Koketso. So they're saying things are so complicated in the political sphere that they think it's in the interest not only of unity of the SACP, but it's in the interest of the country and even the ANC-led alliance for the current leadership to be retained, because they feel, and I mean, Bladen Zimande even said it's not like we are saying there are no leaders that can be able to lead the SACP under the current circumstances politically, but they're saying the things are so bad that you can't even predict what's going to happen in the next 6 months, and things are so bad that you don't even know if the ANC is going to hold its elective conference in December, and whether a faction that is not that the faction that involves people that the SACP doesn't support will be elected in that conference, if that conference does really happen. So they're thinking this is for the good of the country, this is for the good of the SACP, that its leadership that has dealt with the turbulence of our politics gets retained back into their positions, so that they can really steer the party and possibly even the country if it decides to contest elections in 2019.
Clement, if we touch on just a bit more on what Jeremy Cronin had to say in his report on state power, he painted a very gloomy picture of, actually reflecting on the reality of 23 assassinations of politicians over the last period. And he's saying that if we do not find unity and not deal with the issues of corruption, we are going to see more people dying.
Yeah, indeed. And I mean, that state power report that was presented by Jeremy Cronin was quite frank, Koketso. I mean, it looked at, in fact, it was a precursor to the discussions that are now going to start today, this afternoon, on whether or not the SACP must contest elections. They'll be guided by that report. One of the things and the findings that report makes is that there's a possibility of hostility, of political violence, if the SACP decides to contest elections. And of course, the example that you just gave, that over 20 people have been killed. And you look at KZN, there are even SACP comrades that have been killed in that province. And he says they need to also think about the possibility of that violence as they discuss whether or not to contest those elections in 2019. Another issue that they're considering is whether or not this decision would weaken COSATU. And they're saying we need to be very careful before we decide, because if we do decide to break away, COSATU is already going through its divisions. Maybe we're going to weaken it even further. Another thing that they're recognizing there, Koketso, is that even if we do contest elections in 2019, we'll still be confronted with the ANC, which will possibly still be the party with the majority of the votes, might be under 50%. But what's going to happen then when we contest elections? Are we going to have a gentleman's agreement with the ANC and say, okay, after elections, let's form a coalition? Or are we going to get to a point where the ANC ends up speaking to the EFF because they wouldn't want to talk to us since we've decided to go separately in contesting elections? So that report really included a number of things, but most of them were cautioning the delegates as they were about to go into those commissions about this decision, which I must say most of them want, for this SACP to contest elections.
Just quickly and finally, Clement, the idea that they are still to debate whether or not to contest in elections, when at the same time they have said that they are holding back on the decision of remaining in the alliance or not, pending what happens in December. One would ask then, what's the point of them even going into such discussions today if we know that it will all be determined by what the ANC does in December?
Well, their argument is the leadership of the SACP is not the one that decides on the resolutions of this Congress. They're saying it's the delegates that will ultimately have to decide. But I was making a joke to my colleagues earlier today that as I went to the bathroom during that Congress, I heard some delegates talking about how, yeah, these leaders are trying to stop this debate and run away from the debate of us taking a resolution to contest elections. They claim they listened to the delegates, but they have already decided we are going to push for this in those commissions. And I suppose that speaks to what those SACP leaders have been saying, that though this is our position, that maybe we must maybe discuss the reconfiguration of the alliance and not necessarily leaving and contesting elections. The power honestly remains with the delegates that are there at the Congress. So after these commissions, depending on how they will be swayed by the leadership, maybe they might come up with a different position, but I think that's highly unlikely. I think the SACP leaders will position themselves in those commissions to try and push and divert the direction of those debates.
All right, Clement Manyathela of Eyewitness News, joining us from Johannesburg, where he has, over the past couple of days, been following the conference of the SACP.